we are recessed. Oh, sorry, forgot, I get pulled one and forgot all about it. Where is it? 434.
Approve application under the multi-unit limited tax exemption program for Sky 3 located at Southwest Jefferson Street between Southwest 11th Avenue and 12th Avenue.
And who wanted this pulled?
Was I
you,
did.
Commissioner Fisher?
So I asked for this to be pulled because I'm concerned about the level of subsidy in relation to the public benefits. It looks to me like the subsidy is $10,800 per affordable unit per year, plus the rents are in the nature, rents plus the utilities are in the nature of about $1,000 per month. So that's $22,000 as the cost of these affordable units. And I'm just not seeing the a particular level of public benefit. In particular, I had a question about the gathering space that it got 5 out of 10 points for having a bench in the right-of-way. And I'm just wondering if there's somebody from the Housing Bureau can help walk me through why that is so significant that it got 5 out of 10 points.
I think it's technically afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. Yes. Andrea Mathiason, Portland Housing Bureau, and just want to be here to respond to your questions, Commissioner Fritz. In terms of the public subsidy that's being put into these units, I think two points to my response. The first is that this is a project, it's a very large project, 196 units that are approximately affordable at 130% median family income. And so the rents are being regulated down to 80% in an area that would not otherwise have rents at that level. And so just want to be really clear that that's kind of the differential in terms of the MFI that we're looking at in terms of both market and affordable units. In terms of the public benefit and the bench that you reference, I believe that there are other areas that were calculated into that determination of public benefit to arrive at the 5 out of 10 possible points.
But the other spaces are all private spaces, and my understanding of the criterion was that it was supposed, if there's community gathering space, that it's supposed to be community gathering space that the community can use, not just for the inhabitants of the apartments.
I think that that's a correct assessment. And all that I have available to me, unfortunately, right at this moment, is the write-up that was also submitted with the ordinance that does only reference that specific bench in terms of being accessible to the public.
So I'm wondering, Commissioner Saltzman, if you'd be willing to pull this back to your office so we could have some more discussion on it, because that's one of the things that pushed it over the, it has to have 50 points in order to be able to be eligible for the subsidy, and it just doesn't seem to me that it really meets the criteria.
I think this is, I'm not unwilling to set it over, but I think this is also something, there is a clock ticking, a fiscal year clock under which the multi-exemption has to be granted. Am I correct?
Well, I think the developer in this case has to wait for council approval to be able to pull permits.
Okay. So what's the ongoing affordability after the 10-year tax abatement?
The tax abatement is only for the 10 years, and after that 10-year tax abatement period, there is no guaranteed ongoing affordability.
I just don't think $6 million for 10 years worth of how many units it was, 39 units?
No, it's not $6 million.
It's $6 million approximately over 10 years in foregone revenue for the entire tax exemption, only a portion of which is absorbed by the City of Portland. It's also shared with Multnomah County and the school districts.
Can I ask my friend a couple questions so I better understand her concern? This is the new multi unit tax abatement program post Big Look. So it has been. We and thanks to you for the work you put into helping align the city county better. So as I look at this, there's a couple of questions. One is, does it meet the minimum score? And you're raising a question about whether it should have scored as it scored for the bench. But number one is, does it meet the minimum score? This document says it does meet the minimum score. Second is, does it operate within the cap that we agreed to with the county. This document tells me that there were not sufficient applications to actually trigger the cap, so this falls within the cap. And number three, the question I would have, perhaps more than most, is does it meet the affordability guidelines? Given its location, up to 80% is appropriate under the revised guidelines we developed, so it does qualify on the affordability. The other question you're raising, in my mind, is, you know, this age-old question about whether the tax abatement program is the best tool to get the affordability, because it is there is not the same kind of correlation dollar for dollar as if you applied this more strategically. Like just said, you waive the taxes on just those units which are affordable. Our program says you get a pass on the whole building, and that's the incentive plan. But we actually in our big look looked at that and felt reasonably comfortable with the continuing this program. So if the question boils down to the scoring, I want to just caution us to go too deep into that, because my understanding is the scoring is done by a separate body. You'll tell us, Andrea, who's actually how you set that up. But I don't know that the council has, in the last 5 years, second-guessed the scoring unless they had a smoking gun. But can you tell us how the scoring was? Who did the scoring?
So the initial assessments of the application is done by a Portland Housing Bureau staff person. From there, it goes to the Housing Bureau's investment committee for review, and they receive the same write-up that's attached to the ordinance as an exhibit. And then from there, it also goes to a public hearing in front of the Portland Housing Advisory Committee. And so there's a variety of checkpoints along the way in terms of approving, bringing this to you today for approval, in terms of second-guessing that scoring and providing input. But I'd also like to clarify my previous statement to Commissioner Fritz, which is that the gathering space component, which received the 5 out of 10 space, is technically defined, I'm reading it in more detail now, is gathering space and not public benefit. So all of the scored components collectively are defined as public benefits, and they include affordability, equity, accessibility, unit size, location, access to amenities, special needs populations, and how it's served. But that the 5 out of 10 possible points that I think was of concern to you is actually under the category of gathering space, which is not technically defined as public gathering space.
So then why didn't it get 10 out of 10 since it has multiple gathering spaces for the tenants?
Well, I think that, I mean, in deference to your concern, I think that was probably one of the valid factors in giving it 5 out of 10 was that it didn't have more public space. So it had lots of gathering space, but very little public gathering space. So I'm assuming that that factored into the assessment and the score.
I'd like to see the language that you just read to me and the rest of the proposal. Thank you.
It's in the middle of page 3.
No, I mean, where's the criteria about the gathering space?
The criteria against which that score is tabulated.
Page 3 of the document.
Yeah, but that doesn't list what the specific language is.
You're looking for the actual criteria that they're using when they're weighing the score.
Correct.
Probably don't have that here.
I don't. I apologize.
Yeah. So since you don't have that here with you, do you want to wait and set this over a week, Dan? What's the pleasure here?
Are you a representative of the developer?
I'm the developer.
Okay.
Would you like to address us on this matter?
Thanks for inviting me up here. My name is Peter Winter. I'm with the Mulaski Group of Companies, and we are the developer of this project. We're very happy to be in the city of Portland. We built your FBI building out at the Cascade Station, and had such a good time that we came back for some more. So with regard to your concerns about the gathering and the scoring, I think that there are some other issues, including the retail component, that may have gone into the gathering, because there will be a restaurant in that facility. There'll be other retail things that we're looking for, such as an urgent care or a dental facility or something in those lines. We have about 14,000 feet of retail that will be available to the public. As far as gathering spaces, there are sufficient numbers between a library, a game room, outdoor common areas, the bike storage area, all of those kinds of areas were what they were looking for in this particular area. The other issue is the $6 million is really a misnomer because it doesn't address the lost rent. So what that is by reducing my income on the rental units, I drop about $3.5 million in rent over that same period. So the effective benefit is less than the $6 million. So,
sir, you don't have to sell us on that. That's actually how we constructed the program.
Okay.
The question is whether you got a sufficient score, not whether you're entitled to the benefit, because the program gives you that benefit if you meet the score and you are under the $1 million cap.
So on the other criteria, affordability, accessibility, all the others, why were no points earned on affordability given that some of the units are?
The minimum.
Oh, it's the minimum. I see. Yeah, okay. There are no extra points for that. Okay.
So just from a practical point of view, if we step this over 1 week and vote next week, is this going to affect your schedule?
From a practical standpoint, no, but I don't think it can go any further past that because of the deadline for having to get these funds out. The only thing it's delaying is our ability to file up for permits, so we're just sitting around waiting to get
perhaps
permits.
Mayor, we can set it over, and Commissioner Frist can get a briefing on this.
Okay, and then at that point, we can remove the emergency clause if you are still unable to vote for it.
Sure, what I suggest.
Thank you. Set this over 1 week.
We have someone to testify. Lightning wants to testify.
Oh, I'm sorry, we had someone to testify. Come on up. Get the last word.
My company is Think Lightning Company. My name is Lightning. Now, as you know, on some of these projects, I'd probably be the first one to speak out as far as them showing public good, as far as them needing these type of tax exemptions. But this project that I see right now, I'm definitely for. And the reason, let me state this, is that what we have over there right now is just a rundown old building. They're going to build a nice structure there. And we're always talking about housing. We're talking a large number of housing units being built here. And yes, they're going to get that tax exemption. But you know what? There's a lot of unknowns for this developer that's going to try to build this property. He's stepping up to the table. He's going to put up a tremendous amount of money to do this project. And yes, he's already calculating in 39 units on his project to try to drop those units lower to make them affordable. But you have to remember on this new development is that he still needs to make his numbers work at the end of the day. He can't drop them so low, but he's using that tax exemption to be able to make his numbers work and make this project to where he can develop it and bring the people in to get the job done. And he's offering a lot of nice amenities on this project. If you look at the square footage of the units, he's going for the bigger units. He doesn't have to do that. He could do drop those units down to smaller units and try to save money. But he's going for the bigger square footage units, which is very unusual in a market that we have right now to do that and not to try to turn it into some condo conversion, which he's not trying to do. He's locking into this tax exemption, which actually restricts him from being able to do that. So there's a lot of benefits to the public for him to drop some of his units down, to build a good quality project, to provide the housing for a tremendous amount of people, and I'm all for this project. And I've read up a little bit on Mr. Winter and his group, and very creative group. I hope they start looking at some other possibilities to build some units, and also we're looking at trying to get some lower unit prices on some other structures, and I hope you take a look at that and keep proceeding forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll hold this over 1 week, and we are recessed until 6:30 p.m. tomorrow. done. So much for my bet that we'd get done by 11 o'clock.
Yeah, really. don't make those bets anymore.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Oh, that was quick, hold on.
I will have the whole team over to your office in a couple hours.